This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I feel very confident. You know, feel very confident about it. And, you know, would expect him to be out there Thursday night. He looked good in the walkthrough. He looked like it was a great walkthrough for him. He looked excellent. He did. He looked great.
Great walkthrough. That was Harbs yesterday. We'll hear more of that coming up in about 15 minutes as the Ravens are confident that Lamar Jackson is going to play on Thursday. Perfect attendance as they're practicing right now out at One Winning Drive. Every Raven that's not on IR is on the practice field, including one Lamar Jackson. As far as the estimated practice report from yesterday, Lamar was full. Teddy Buchanan, Ronnie Stanley, TJ Tampa, Nate Wiggins, all limited. But again, that was a walkthrough, so it's a guesstimation. But they take on the Dolphins on Thursday, and it sure seems like Lamar Jackson will be the quarterback.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking at this point, because they fly out tomorrow.
Yes.
And they set the injury report tomorrow. I mean, I don't know he's going to be on the injury report.
No.
Right, I don't even know if they're going to list him questionable. I
mean, yeah, well, he was full yesterday.
You might have to be extra cautious.
And he was originally full on Friday.
After shenanigans last week, maybe you should be a little extra cautious.
Regardless, it would really be a turn of events for him not to play in this game. And the more I've thought about it, the more like it's hard for me not to think that given the extra time and given the importance of this game and given where it's being played and everything else,
prime time.
Puts on a show in prime time. I mean, he just always puts on a
Though
show.
Though the one time he didn't was
down
a Thursday
a
night
in Miami.
Yes. Remember Sammy Watkins stopping for that ball that landed?
Now, that was Giro, that was, not much of a cast around him.
Uh-huh.
That was an old offense, obviously pre-Derrick Henry. So I'm not too worried about that. I tend to think he took this sort of recovery even beyond a bye. I'm guessing he's going to feel like he's unencumbered and he's going to try to do all the things that Lamar with the cape usually tries to do. And in prime time, that means running for 70 yards isn't out of the question. Against this team, throwing for 5 touchdowns and no interceptions is not out of the question. He's done it a couple of times. Making back to that, any potential pass catcher could be the star in any given moment.
Yeah.
Again, is their offensive line totally built for that? Maybe not, but this could be quintessential MVP Lamar. I'm starting to find myself leaning more into that that potential outcome.
Absolutely. I'm curious how much he will run coming off the hamstring, and we'll see if he is, back full 100% as quick and agile as he was. But he was having a really good start to the season prior to going down in that Kansas City game. And the first 3 games, because he left in the middle of Kansas City, The Ravens scored 30 points in all of those games. I'm not saying Lamar was perfect, but he completed over 70% of his passes, 10 touchdowns to one interception. He was Lamar Jackson. And now this will be the most whole this team has been since week one. I know no Nnamdi Matabike and Tavius is out, but this, Ricard's back. Like, this is the most whole this team will be since week one.
Yeah. And you've got 9 days to rest on the other side of it.
Yep, you get the mini bye.
So I would think it's all systems go. I think the first drive will probably tell us a lot. And if, you know, he looks a little hobbled, he's a little hobbled. There's a part of me that wonders if he just doesn't keep one for like 15 or 20 yards, like right off, like two, you know, like three, four plays into this thing, that he doesn't just already have his mind made up. Unless somebody is completely butt open, I'm going to just show them my wheels.
Last week, Bone, you were out. We spent a little bit of time talking about the Dolphins and the fact that it looked like they had quit on their coach. And how is this guy still the coach of this team? What do you make of them, Jason?
I don't know what to make of them.
Yeah, and they blew out the Falcons in Atlanta this Sunday.
I don't know what to make of them. They don't win at all against teams that are 500 or better. And Atlanta was that. They don't win at all against physical offensive teams that can bully you on the ground. Atlanta certainly had been that. And they don't win on the road. And they did all three, and they did it in a comprehensive manner to where Atlanta kind of had its tail between its legs by the end of the first quarter. And yes, Kirk Cousins was bad, and yes, their offensive coordinator stinks. But that's a defense that had looked pretty good for most of the season.
Fast.
And they could not stop Miami. They couldn't stop Tua. They couldn't stop Achan. I mean, obviously, Waller's out, Tyreek Hill's out, and they did whatever they wanted to do offensively. And by the, you know, 5 minutes into the second half, that game was over. Like, it was lights out. So I don't know. It's a week to week league. Crazy stuff happens in this league. That was a shocking outcome for me. I mean, you go and look at what, again, you can't play this game, but it's hard not to. You go and look at what Atlanta did to Buffalo.
Yeah.
But that's, and then you go to what Atlanta did against Carolina. Like, they're just a schizophrenic team. They're a hot and cold team, and it's so hard to get a hold of them.
But I can't take away from what Miami
did. Oh, no.
Because it looked like, you're looking at Miami's coming off that debacle.
Yeah.
And now you got to play an Atlanta team that is big and physical and offensive and Bijan. And, oh, my God, if Bijan touches the ball 25 times, we got to try to tackle him. And it would have been a perfect time to continue waving the white flag, knowing then we got the Ravens 4 days after that. Like, and they bow up and they have, I mean, that's probably the best football game they've played in 16, 18 months. I mean, you got to go back a ways. So.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe they are a little more spry and a little more frisky than any of us would have thought a couple days ago.
So it should be interesting. As you said, Jason, they're going to fly out tomorrow. They play Thursday night. We're going to be live at the Green Turtle and Gambrels on Thursday doing the show from 2 to 5. And then Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starting at 5 o'clock live at the Green Turtle and Gambrels. First hour, myself and the Bone. And then the Bone, Vinny Serrato, Collins from Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. But again, if you're just tuning in, Ravens, everybody that's active practice today, and so looking forward to seeing what the injury report looks like as it will come out later today. Hope everybody enjoyed their Sports Equinox yesterday. It was a wild day of sports.
It was a great day at Wannabet. I can tell you that
was it?
Another three lobster night,
yeah,
baby.
Well,
another three lobster night.
Could you explain the three lobsters for people?
Well, you make enough for them in one night. You know, you go up over five units in a night. That's going to allow you to double fist a lobster and have one in your mouth at the same time. It's a triple lobster night.
Wow. Very
we'll
nice.
We'll have visuals soon.
That's
visuals.
That's a regular occurrence.
I mean, it's been happening quite a bit, Bone, but I'm not going to lie. I'm feast or famine. I'm either like ridiculously hot, or then I go a day and I can't hit anything. And then I'm striving for more consistency.
You hold yourself to a high standard.
Yeah.
As you said yesterday.
We're fully transparent.
When you take over the world, is what Ben said.
Not,
yeah.
We're not there yet.
But you're in the process of taking over the world.
It's
Rome isn't built in a day.
The Wannabet brand was on a national TV.
That's correct.
For one day. Then a betting scandal hit, and it's never going to be up there again.
I'm still convinced.
We'll always have the Statue of Liberty for one day.
I don't care what Tony told you, Kornheiser. I'm convinced that sweatshirt would have been on that statue for weeks, if not for the scandal.
He says no, and I definitely think no now.
Yeah.
So.
I was bummed for you guys. Alas, we have a massive show. Don't worry, we're going to get into the Orioles as well as Craig Albernaz, but he's going to meet with the media coming up next Tuesday. Guest-wise on today's show, what does Mike Bordick think of the Orioles' new manager? He joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk World Series with him. Did he stay up and watch the 18-inning World Series marathon last night?
I fell asleep in the bottom of the 16th.
Yeah. I fell asleep in the 14th, woke back up in the 15th, and stayed up till the end. But taking Margie's kids to school this morning, I was on the struggle bus. That was not fun. Evan Washburn was on the sidelines for Ravens Bears. He's with CBS. Does a lot of Ravens production stuff as well. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens at 4 o'clock. And Zach Mizell from The Athletic covers the Guardians. He's written some really cool pieces about Craig Albernaz in the wake of this hire. What kind of guy are the Orioles getting? Because obviously most Orioles fans never heard of him before the hire was announced. Craig knows. He joins us at 4:30.
Yeah. Look, this game's going to be here before we know it, so we are going to start taking a little bit of a look at the Dolphins today, and we'll be doing so throughout the rest of the week. We've had a chance to sort of read a little bit more about the O's new skipper, and I'm interested to get a little bit more insight on him. And Evan Washburn, as you said, was right on the sideline Sunday, so he could get a feel for the vibes and the pulse as the Ravens have... Like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's alive!
They're off the mat.
Now, if they lose Thursday, it's dead again.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. And going into a mini-buy? Not good.
It's alive!
Coming up next, though, Harbs met with the media yesterday around 5:30. What did he have to say about Lamar, about getting ready for the Dolphins? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.